USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it just keeps going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
President Biden spent part of his Friday in South Korea, the first leg of his Asian tour that aims to build economic ties and counter Chinese influence.
So much of the future of the world is going to be written here in the Indo-Pacific. Over the next several decades, we're standing at an inflection point in history where the decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world we leave to our children tomorrow.
President Biden also meeting with the president of South Korea. The CDC is keeping their eye on another virus.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types. The West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Biden administration is sending baby formula down to facilities holding illegal immigrants detained at the border amid a shortage of baby formula on store shelves in the United States. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is no fan of sending formula down to the border when mothers in her state are struggling to find it on store shelves.
They're sending baby formula down to the southern border for illegal immigrants coming into the country when we have people right here in Arkansas, mothers who are struggling, who are going to the store at all hours of the night trying to find baby formula to feed their own children.
The commander of the volunteer militia at the center of Ukraine's fight against Russia in Mariupol is ordering his fighters to stop defending the southeastern port city. The Azov Regiment commander saying the top military leadership had issued an order to preserve the garrison soldiers' life and health and stop defending the city. There are thought to be several hundred fighters still inside the sprawling steelworks, which has been the last Ukrainian holdout in the otherwise Russian-occupied Mariupol. The Boston Celtics and Miami Heat are all square in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics winning in Miami Thursday night by 25 points. Out west, the Dallas Mavericks will look to even their Western Conference Final Series tonight against the Golden State Warriors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.